Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 172, How to Eat Your Favorite Foods and Still Lose Weight. Can you really eat your favorite foods and still lose weight? Maybe it's the meatloaf that your grandmother used to make. Maybe it's the apple pie a la mode you shared with your spouse on your first date. Regardless of what it might be, in this podcast, I'll show you how you can eat your favorite foods and still lose weight. We all have favorite foods. We've all have favorite foods. And sometimes it's true, those things aren't the healthiest of choices, but the psychological impact of these foods cannot be ignored or dismissed. And when you deprive yourself of these foods, the impact feels greater than it actually is, which means the counteractions you'll take as a result are likely to be greater too. Sally's experience. Let's say, for instance, your favorite food of choice is the same as it is for Sally, a patient who has been working with me for the past year. Her comfort food is a warm, gooey, chocolate chip cookie and so cold it hurts glass of milk. Normally, Sally went to the grocery store with a shopping list and a full stomach. This way, her willpower muscle was not fatigued, and the chocolate chips stayed out of the shopping cart. One recent instance, though, was different. It was her daughter's birthday party, and she wanted chocolate chip cookies for the party. At first, Sally didn't think about it. The chocolate chips and the other ingredients went into the cart without much thought. She was just getting ready for the birthday party. However, later in the day, when she got hungry, she remembered the grocery store purchase. All day long, for some reason, I'd been thinking about having a cookie, she wrote to me in an email. I thought about going home, making the cookies, and sharing a few with my family before the birthday party, but I kept battling back that thought. That night, after Sally's three children went to bed, something completely predictable happened. She went ahead and made the cookies, then ate them all before she went to bed. Ugh, she wrote, I felt like a total failure. Worst of all, the house smelled like cookies, and my daughter woke up and came down to the kitchen as I was polishing off the last one. It was humiliating. So, the tip, eat your favorite foods. When it comes to the way we eat, perfection simply isn't possible. In fact, studies even show that your food choices don't have to be perfect all of the time to be healthy. The recommendation to eat your favorite foods doesn't mean, of course, that you shouldn't strive to get better and better about the ways you eat. Time and again, my patients have demonstrated that people who take small but consistent steps toward big health goals are almost always more effective in their pursuits than people who try to do everything at once. What it does mean, though, is that we should acknowledge that our connection to food is far deeper than what's on the nutrition label. Three ways to eat your favorite foods. When it comes to favorite foods, I ask my patients to do three things. Number one, be mindful about when you eat your favorite foods. You know, what's going on? Where are you? What's going on in your head? The environment? Everything. Number two, discover new favorite foods. Number three, upgrade old favorite foods. This takes time. We simply cannot do this overnight. It took a long time to develop the psychological connections that make these foods meaningful to us. And it will take a long time to untangle those connections and build new ones. Identify your favorite foods. So, first things first, you need to know what these favorite foods are. And they can start And that can start by building a simple list of the sorts of foods that you understand aren't particularly healthy, but you reckon might be harder to give up than other things. For Sally, and me too, by the way, that list would have included chocolate chip cookies. After that, it's time to find some new comfort foods. And that means it's time to do some exploration, sift through cookbooks, consult with friends and family members, spend plenty of time perusing social media sites dedicated to healthy recipes. When you find something you really love and find yourself craving, cross something else off the list. For Sally, it was superfood salad. with broccoli, edamame beans, avocados, quinoa, spinach, pomegranate seeds, pumpkin seeds, and a citrus olive oil dressing. The chocolate chip cookie upgrade. Sally has been engaging in this exercise for more than a year, and she still hasn't been able to cross chocolate chip cookies off the list. But you know what? That's okay. Because at this point, more than 95% of her foods on her ever-evolving comfort list are really quite healthy. And the cookies she makes for her friends and family on a regular basis are getting healthier too. That's because she now makes them with blended oats, almond flour, coconut oil, and dark chocolate instead of the traditional bleached white flour, partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, and sugar-packed milk chocolate. The mashed potatoes and mac and cheese upgrade. Two other great examples of relatively unhealthy foods, comfort foods, favorite foods that can easily be turned into something much better for you are mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. By simply substituting in more blended cauliflower to the potatoes or blended cauliflower to the cheese sauce with the mac and cheese, you can turn this comfort food into a powerful weight loss tool, one backed by a Harvard University study that shows that no vegetable comes anywhere close to cauliflower when it comes to losing weight. The key point to remember is that the ingredients of any favorite food, any comfort food, can be upgraded to make the food comforting and nourishing. Any recipe that you have can be tweaked, it can be hacked, it can be upgraded to be comforting and nourishing. And so my question is, how do you enjoy your favorite foods? Would love to hear from you. Go onto my website, drjohnday.com, scroll down to the bottom. This is blog number 172, how to eat your favorite foods and lose weight. And there, leave your comments, leave your questions. I'll do my best to answer all of them. As always, please, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for my free weekly newsletter. Tell a friend about this podcast. Tell the world about it on the ratings there of iTunes and Stitcher. And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.